The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes show.
Just yesterday, I caught a wild bird with my bare hands, and then I set it free, because that's just who I am. When you love something, you set it free.
But first, you must catch it with your bare hands. That's the rule.
And now, my friend Eric Metaxas, who is a lot like that caught bird.
Fly, little Eric, fly. Be free and fly.
Fly to your microphone in the mountains. Yawk! Yawk!
Wow. I gotta get the tears out of my eyes before I begin, that's just so beautiful. That is so sweet and weird. Thank you, Todd Wilkerson. Thank you. Folks, today on this program, not on other programs, I can't speak for other programs, but on this program, the Eric Metaxas Show, which is the show about everything, I get to talk about something that falls under the rubric of everything that something is. Sports. Yes, it's not a sports program. It's a program about everything. But under that rubric, under the aegis of everything, falls the thing we call sports. Who can I talk to about sports? Who better than the premier sports columnist for the Wall Street Journal? His name is Jason Gay. He is on the phone right now. Jason Gay, welcome to the program.
I can't figure out if that is a light praise or not. Is that sort of like saying the premier columnist from sports of the Wall Street Journal? Is that like saying like the top wine columnist at Car and Driver?
You know
something?
You're so self-deprecating and so sharp that there was a danger of your reading it that way. I think most people, when they think of the Wall Street Journal, especially in this day and age, look, if you wrote for the New York Post, I probably wouldn't read your columns. I'm not a Post guy. I'm a Wall Street Journal guy. I've written for the Wall Street Journal. I respect the Wall Street Journal. It's a great paper. It's infinitely better than the New York Times. And they have the incredible boon these days of a sports columnist named Jason Gay. Jason, I was reading your stuff, you know, long before I had a radio program, thinking, who is this guy? And now that I've gotten to know you, frankly, you're a disappointment.
Well, I was going to say to all those folks out there, the fact that I write for the Wall Street Journal, you write for the Wall Street Journal, just means that anybody can write for the Wall Street Journal.
Any old fool can write for the Journal. No, they have very high standards. And seriously, what I just said to somebody who walked into the studio, I said, I have this guy on from the Wall Street Journal. I said, he writes about sports so well that he can get me to be interested in sports that I couldn't care less about, like biking, cycling. Ah. No, but I mean, you're that – listen – We need to move on to actual conversation.
Yeah, let's do it.
But honestly, you're writing, because I'm a writer's writer. Like, I care about the words, and you're a great writer. And so to read about sports from somebody who really is a writer is fun. And so it's a joy to have you on the program. But there's so much I want to talk to you about. I'm gonna have to leap in. There's at least three things I want to talk to you about.
Let's do it.
I'd love to talk to you about what you keep calling the biggest scandal in sports, which is the women's Olympic. The abuse scandal with the doctor Nasser and that whole thing. That's number one. Number two, I want to talk to you about your crazy scheme to want to shorten baseball to seven innings, which is right out of the pit of hell, and I want to ask you about that.
And then thirdly,
I want to talk about the Mets and the Yankees.
All right. That sounds good. That sounds good. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's talk about the Mets. I've been dying to talk to you about the Mets. They came out of the gate this year. Now, people who know me know that I was born in Queens. I went to my first Mets game in 1970 when I was a zygote, amazingly. And actually, that's not true. I was 7 years old. And so I've been a Mets fan. Like, you know, I remember when they won the 69 World Series. I was in kindergarten. So, you know, I'm a big Mets fan. But when they come out of the gate like maniacs, like Secretariat, I've never seen anything like it. And so they've stumbled a little bit. But what is your sense of the team this year? First of all, one of the best parts is they're making the Yankees look bad.
Yes, the Mets fans, you know, you always have to keep one eye across town at the Yankees, and it there certainly is always better for the Mets fans when the Mets are doing well and the Yankees are doing less well. But yeah, it has cooled off a little bit. 10-1 start, 5-5, however, in their last 10.
They won last night.
They won last night, that's right. But, you know, some changes, the biggest one being Matt Harvey, who, you know, you and I remember not that long ago was hailed as the next great Met superstar.
Right.
Demoted to the bullpen. And where that goes from here is anybody's guess. But Mets have a lot of pitching. That's not a problem for them right now. They are a pretty stacked team with arms. And they're in a division where, you know, it's pretty competitive. So they got to maintain the rate that they're at right now. I don't think this is the kind of thing where you just kind of slide into winning the NL East. There's a lot of good teams in it.
So right.
It will not be a short haul for them.
But what I always find funny, I mean, I was talking to a guy. He was driving me to the airport the other day, and he turned out to be a Mets fan. I'm sorry. I was in Florida, and he turned out to be a Mets fan. So we start talking. We're about the same age, and we're talking about the Mets, like the 70s. They had Kuzman, Matlack, Seaver, like the greatest pitchers on the planet, and they were in the basement every year. So the Mets are famous for having superb pitching, but they always struggle at the plate. What do you think this year, who are their best hitters? What do they have?
Well, I mean, Cespedes is, of course, the guy that is, you know, going to sort of stir the drink, as they say. And I feel like, again, the issue for the Mets is, you know, going to be offensive production. Pitching is going to keep them in games. But look, you have a pretty stacked division. You know, the Nationals got off to a really weird start, 10-14, not really competing at the level they thought. I mean, people thought this was a 100-win club. The Phillies, strangely, with a new manager, really sort of bouncing back from a very weird start with a new manager, Gabe Kapler. They are 14-8. And the good news, however, is you do have Derek Jeter now running the Miami Marlins, which does mean a number of quality wins for your Mets throughout the course of divisional play.
Okay.
But, you know, early days, baseball, look, I don't know, you know, I don't want to rain on anyone's April here, but baseball's a very hard sport to get that crazed about in April for me, or May. I mean, it really takes the 4th of July and seeing a few hot dogs before I can actually
Now, did you write about I'm trying to remember if it was your column about the winter, you know, April baseball and how it's just you. That was you?
No, that was me. Yes. We've had a record number of cancellations because of weather this April.
Okay, so what is your, since I want to transition into baseball generally, you had this idea that baseball games should be shortened to 7 innings, and then it seems like you're saying that we should go back to before Roger Maris, before we had 162 game season, we should go back to the previous, what was it, 154? I can't remember.
That's right. Yep. 154.
Okay.
Yep.
So are you suggesting that we start later in April, perhaps? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think there's too much baseball, Eric, you know, to put a brass tack on it. I feel like the solution to April baseball snow outs and rain outs is to stop playing April baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason why we're doing this other than, like, it's a television play. It's a play for more revenue. It's a play for networks to provide more money to franchises. I don't think that it makes a great deal of sense for players or for fans. And you're finally starting to see the players complaining about it in a way that might make you think that down the road they could reconsider it. It's always been the suspicion that, look, if you're going to cut paychecks, and no one's going to vote to cut their paycheck, so 162 is safe. But if you can come up with a kind of holistic argument here that, you know, it's not great for the game to have these snow outs happening. It's not great for Cardinals and Reds to lose games because of this. It's just not a great, great thing. I think you could see some change down the road.
Well,
I also think, sorry.
No, I have always just felt that 162 games, it is insane. I mean, it's just so much baseball that it's a staggering thing. Look, even 154 games is a staggering thing. But you've made a much more drastic proposal that the game itself should be shortened to 7 innings. When we come back, I want to talk to you about that, because that's a huge thing. And for many baseball fans, and I can say this up front before we go to the break, it's about tradition and it's about comparing, you know, the players of the 30s and the 20s to the players of this generation. And you can do that when everything is equal and the same. And when you start monkeying with that, obviously, that's a problem. So when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Jason Gay of The Wall Street Journal. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com.
This May, Family Life is launching a new movement of intentional parenting, and it all starts at a movie theater near you. Family Life's very first feature film, Like Arrows, explores the joys and heartaches of parenting with a story that spans 50 years. Join us in theaters across America for a special two-night showing of Like Arrows, the movie, followed by an exclusive after-show feature with Family Life's Dennis and Barbara Rainey, filmmakers Alex and Stephen Kendrick, and me, Bob Lapine. You'll leave encouraged and equipped with powerful next steps to make Jesus the center of your parenting. Like Arrows, the movie, will be in theaters two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. You can view the trailer or find theaters near you at likearrowsmovie.com. Again, go to likearrowsmovie.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code COLORFUL. That's code COLORFUL. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. A little Kansas to get you going today. Yeah, who doesn't want Kansas? And if you're one of those people, I don't want to know about it. I'm talking to Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal, premier sports columnist by any definition. And that doesn't matter what paper you're writing for, just period. Jason Gay, welcome to the program.
Hey, you know, when I'm on this show, I always feel like I'm driving in a Pontiac GTO with a top down, like we're going down the highway.
You are.
I hear these classic anthems.
That is what I'm going for, dude. I want to bring tunage to the people. You know what I'm saying? Tunage to the people. We'll play some Ultimate Frisbee later on, some Hacky Sack. It's awesome. Okay, so here's the story. You've made this very bold proposal about shortening the baseball game to seven innings. How do you – I mean, to me, even if you have a good argument, which I think you do, there's just no way that baseball, of all the games – of all the sports, it's the one thing that is so based in tradition and stats that I just think that it's just a no deal because of that.
Yeah, but I think your kind is dying off.
Really?
I think the reality is that I think the traditionalism and the stubborn spirit of baseball, I think that that is on the wane. And I think that you have a next generation that is much more open to the idea of, you know, not all radically, but tinkering with the format, tinkering with the way the game is played to make it a little bit more pleasurable to watch, and certainly make
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of like mainline Protestant churches saying like, I don't want to talk about the like the resurrection and the crucifixion because we're losing numbers. Like we need to talk, you know, just have like maybe sports metaphors in the sermons and kind of, you know, make it more friendly to the people who don't give a crap about any of this stuff. And then we'll get more of them in the pews. And then eventually they'll realize they could just stay home. No, but I mean, it's kind of funny.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Except you don't have to pay $40 to park at church.
Oh.
Thank the Lord for that.
Well, you know, it's kind of go ahead.
Well, my proposal here to put, you know, to tell you exactly what it is not seven inning baseball all around. It's seven inning weekday baseball because we've all been to these games. Okay, now you're getting about a 7:30 start. These games, nine-inning games, are wandering way past 10 o'clock or approaching 11 o'clock, and you look down. I look down from my perch in the press box, and I see that the fans have fled. They've fled, Eric. That's not good news for the sport. And the reason they're fleeing is they got to get to work.
But here's my question. Who cares if they fled? That's their call. They paid for the ticket. They saw what they wanted to see. I mean, I would say, if anything, just start the games earlier, and then, you know, people can show up in the third inning. I mean, start the games at 6 o'clock. Wouldn't that be smarter than cutting the whole game to seven innings?
I mean, I guess, but don't you look at those, you know, Yankee games and you see that there's nobody behind home plate and you feel like a little sad? It looks like, restaurant, one person sitting in it.
You feel a little sad because, first of all, who sits behind home plate? It's the big wigs. It's all the rich people, the celebrities. Nothing means anything to them. You give them a free ticket behind home plate and they're like, they yawn. I'd rather go to the Beyonce concert because I got backstage tickets. They don't care. Your average fan who is there, they're not gonna leave. I guess all I'm saying is that when you talk about monkeying with that, you basically make it impossible. Let's take Aaron Judge with the New York Yankees. This is a man hitting home runs like no one has hit home runs maybe ever. I mean, he's like rocking them, you know, into the upper decks and stuff. And last year, he had a horrible batting slump in the middle of the season. Horrible.
Yeah.
And still managed to hit, wait for it, people, 50 home runs as a rookie. Okay.
As a rookie, yep.
Now, this guy, I think people want to compare him to the greats that have gone before. If he only gets three at-bats, or maybe four, it changes everything. Everything. So I'll bring him up just because it's kind of, you know, we're going to lead with the home run thing. And that's, people are big on that kind of metric. But it just, seven inning games would wreck everything along those lines.
For the fraction of fans and the increasingly decreasing fraction of fans who want to have that kind of long historical context. But I don't think it really matters to the next generation. I don't think that fans you know, need to know how Aaron Judge stacks up against Hannes Wagner, against Ty Cobb.
Okay, now hold on a second. You don't need to go back to Hannes Wagner and Ty stinking Cobb, my friend, okay? We can just go back to Roger Maris. We do not
Reggie
need,
Jackson.
We don't need to
Craig
go.
Craig Nettle.
Okay, we can go back. We can just go back to Hank Aaron, okay? Somebody like Aaron Judge definitely could hit into the 700 home runs if he gets five cracks at it per game. But all of that changes if you go to a seven-inning game. It just seems weird. It almost seems like saying, like, listen, you know, the fans, they're just different now. They don't care about this stuff. So let's cater to their worst tendencies. Like, let's
no,
let them...
No, I don't think – but I don't – I disagree with that flatly. I think that you're talking about making a better product. I think that the traditionalism with regard to records has actually been injurious to baseball in the past. And you don't have to go that far back to look at what happened in the 90s with Sosa, McGuire, and the home run chases. We have seen, Eric, we have seen the greatest records of all time fall in the last 20 years of baseball. And look, does anyone put any stock into those records now? Does anyone look at Barry Bonds as being the home run king?
The only reason for that is because of steroids. And so if you get somebody like a Judge who's going to put up those kinds of numbers, it's going to wipe away all the asterisks.
I'm not saying anything about Aaron Judge's body composition, but I do mean to say that, like, there's no such thing as performance-enhancing drugs in 2018?
So you're saying that there's asterisks now on every performance that we could, you see. You see the worm in every apple and the steroid in every sprinter and every slugger. And that's kind of cynical, my friend.
No, it's not. I think that first of all, baseball has shown it to be quite realistic to have at least a degree of suspicion when you see things fall. But I'm not saying anything at all about Aaron Judge or any number of players who, you know, quite credibly could be doing everything 100% clean. However, I think that the focus of a sport in 2018 needs to be on the actual on-field product. It doesn't matter if it's football trying to figure out, you know, catches and how many stupid commercial breaks it takes, or baseball if it's talking about manager visits to the mound or how many innings they play or how many games they play or ways of strategizing. Eric, we haven't even got to the most crazy sacrilegious idea that's out there. I want to ask you what you think of this because it's kicking around the minor leagues now. No extra innings. You're just going to maybe play one or two extra innings and then put a guy on second base and then try to knock that guy in. What do you feel about that?
I mean, that doesn't bother me a third as much as going to seven-inning games. Like, really? I can understand that, you know, if you've watched a 15-inning game, it's a little fatiguing, but I don't know. I just think people need to suck it up. This brings us back to Hannes Wagner and Ty Cobb. Those guys played with broken femurs. They didn't care. They laughed at pain. Anyway, okay. That is really crazy. I have not heard. But are you suggesting that it's possible that Aaron Judge is using some wacky juice?
Oh gosh, no. And I want to be 100% clear about that. I'm not at all in the slightest. I'm just saying that I think that baseball sometimes presents itself as being sort of gone through the PED era and come out of the PED era. And, you know, there are any number of suspensions that happen all the time. There still continue to be players who get popped. There are players who get popped in the minor leagues as well. This is not something that's just gone away. I think they've gotten better at policing it.
Right.
But do they have an airtight drug testing system? Not at all. But
well,
no,
by the way, by wacky juice, I was speaking of Yoo-Hoo, the chocolate drink. Yeah, I just want to be very clear when I say wacky juice. It's Yoo-Hoo, the chocolate drink. It's wonderful. Okay, now let me also ask you, Jason Gay. What fascinates me about him is because, you know, if there's anybody that you would assume is not messing with stuff, it's somebody as young as he is, right? I mean, he's this, you know, because of his body and everything like that. I think we can fairly assume that somebody like that. I mean, we can bring up other people that we'd say, well, who knows? But with him, I guess I would feel fairly confident. I don't know. You want to talk about Stanton and whether he's using juice? I don't know.
I mean, this is the thing, though. It's like, you know, we're in an era where, and you see this every year now with the Hall of Fame conversations, which are practically Kafka-esque. You know, you're trying to get people to you know, make a guess based upon,
I know.
People's body.
I know. Shoot.
You know, the way they looked okay. when they came out of the shower. It's
crazy. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Jason Gabe, The Wall Street Journal. We're talking sports on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-1120. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
This is Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell because we play Skinnerd. I'm talking to Jason Gabe of the Wall Street Journal. We're talking about baseball. Listen, Jason, I have to mention this to you because nobody else would care, but maybe you would care. I think 9 or 10 years ago when the big controversy over Barry Bonds using, you know, steroids and all that was raging just as he was about to break, you know, the all-time home run record and all this kind of stuff, I wrote a parody piece, kind of like it was a parody of in the language of The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne, and it was called The Scarlet Asterisk, and it was about Barry Bonds, that the commissioner at the time said, "Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to just require him to wear a scarlet asterisk on his uniform, and that's going to be his punishment." And anything he does is fine as long as he wears the scarlet asterisk. And anyway, I never got the piece published because I think it was too literary for The New Yorker, which has gone downhill ever since Tina, what's-her-face, Brown, took it over like 20 years ago. And I'll send it to you. But it's out, if anybody is interested in reading it, it's on my website, ericmetaxas.com. But it really – I was so proud of it, and I was so upset that no one published it because I thought it was just prescient and just – it was just beautiful, doggone it. So go to ericmetaxas.com under writing, humor, the scarlet asterisk. Okay, we're talking baseball. I think we need to shift to something. You have said a number of times in your columns, a few times, that the scandal – of sexual abuse on the Olympic women's gymnastic team, it's like the biggest story in sports. Why do you see it that way?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little hyperbolic, maybe because I want people to pay attention to the story because I think it's really important. You know, it's not a pure sports story, of course. But everything. You know, you have pure evil in this individual, Dr. Larry Nassar. You have high-profile, victims here who are, or survivors rather, who are, you know, members, gold medal-winning members of the United States gymnastics dynasty. You have a great number of very brave young women who came forward at a time when no one was really ready to listen to them. These are not necessarily Olympians or household names or anybody like that. And then you have incredible institutional failure and breakdown to protect people. And it's staggering. It's staggering when you see the number of people who have come forward and said that they were abused, but also that their cries or their accounts were not believed or were sort of slow walked in terms of enforcement.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, we went through this version of this several years ago at Penn State with a sexual predator there. And I feel like that story was about four or five times bigger than this one. And I feel like this one is just as bad, if not worse.
I think there are reasons for that. They're not necessarily valid reasons, but everything you just said is correct in the sense that we're talking about something. It's so huge and so strange and horrific that it does boggle the mind. I think the problem here's what I think is the problem with the story in terms of why it's not out there quite as much as it should be, is that when you're talking about Sandusky raping boys. So we're talking about something that everybody knows exactly what happened. And the image of this huge monster in a shower raping children, it's super clear. And it is so evil and so sick that everybody recoils. And you cannot imagine how this went on. And yet, you when you think about the Larry Nassar story, it's a little more it's because we're talking about something sexual and with people whose faces they're famous and these are Olympic heroes, and you're trying to understand, I think, on some level, at least for me, being honest, is like, what actually was it that went on? In other words, it strikes me, I'm guessing, right, that in the course of what he calls massage therapy, he is doing things to them, touching them in ways that he persuaded them this is necessary, and because they trusted him and they were incredibly young, they let him do it, and then later on they realized this was nothing more or less than sexual abuse. Is that roughly what happened?
I mean, I would disagree a little bit in this respect. I feel like, you know, certainly the accusations against Sandusky are you know, just awful. But the ones against Nassar are equally awful. And, you know, whether or not, people can draw a picture in their mind of what actually transpired, the fact is the women knew at the time, some cases after the time, that what was being done was wrong. And many of them reported it in real time. This was not a real gray area. I think Nassar's defense tried to portray this as having some sort of medical benefit, which was really
actually, I want to come back to this. We're going to go to another break here because I do think in my mind, believe me, I'm not trying to lessen it, but I think that, like, even I'm unclear on the details, and that may be part of the reason. But I want to come back. We're going to talk about this Olympic scandal of scandals. Is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back with Jason Gay. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because yes. I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains and you don't want to, first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, that's just life. I've got to deal with it, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can, okay? Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends
is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous. But it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take – I would take 2 or 3 packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical – but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com.
Bob Jones University is committed to providing an outstanding, regionally accredited Christian liberal arts education, purposely designed to inspire a lifelong pursuit of learning, loving, and leading. Our highly credentialed faculty are committed to inspiring students both in and out of the classroom. That's why Bob Jones University pre-med graduates are accepted to med school within 1 year of graduation at double the national average. Visit bju.edu or call 800-252-6363 to find out more. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. I want to get a few things straight. First off, I like freedom. Second, I like money. Fact is, I like freedom and money, which is why I love Freedom Checks, a unique investment that can secure your retirement income without being tied down to the government. And while I'm no genius, I am smart enough to follow an expert like Matt, who showed me how anyone has the chance to stake their claim on an estimated $34.6 billion payout. To get all the details from Matt, just go to claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. Now, how much your check is depends on how much you put behind Matt's insights, but the potential here is undeniable. Of course, if you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion, you must have your ducks in a row ASAP. So don't wait. Go see Matt at claimfreedomchecks.com. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-651-4888 now. That's 800-651-4888 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-651-4888 to learn more. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey there, folks. We're playing a little Supertramp for you there. For a second, I thought it was Eagles. Supertramp, what am I thinking? Have another cup of coffee. I'm talking to Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal. We're talking sports, and we're talking about something so horrific, the scandal with Dr. Larry Nassar and all of these Olympic athletes, these young women, and we're just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. Jason, what I don't get, again, is like, so, you know, some of this stuff is just so bizarre. The idea that somebody like Larry Nassar could do something this evil, it's kind of hard to comprehend, actually. It's so dark that you just don't want – you can imagine violence. You can imagine rape. But this kind of systemic abuse of these trusting young women over years and years, it's really unbelievably hard for me to fathom.
It is. It's hard for anybody to fathom. I mean, you know, everyone sort of imagines themselves either, you know, a parent or, you know, somebody in a position to have done something in that circumstance, and why wasn't something done? And, you know, there are technical questions like who is in the room? How did this happen? Like, how did it not go, you know, acted upon? And, you know, to go back to what we were talking at the top, this really was a scenario in which this was not some sort of late-breaking complaint against Larry Nassar. The journals, Rebecca O'Brien and Louise Radnofsky, who've been all over the story for years now, have established that there is a pretty lengthy chain of complaints against Nassar going back not months or years, but many years, that were not acted upon either by, you know, the governing bodies of Olympic sport with the USOC and the United States Gymnastics, also by Michigan State, which employed Nassar as well. And in certain cases, you know, not responding at all.
It's amazing.
It's tragic. It's tragic. And it also speaks to a little bit of a failure for people to sort of wake up and acknowledge, you know, the severity of a problem. You look at, you know, what really brought this case to light was the testimony of the survivors at the sentencing hearing of Nassar now a couple months ago in Lansing, Michigan. That's very late in the legal process. Larry Nassar was already incarcerated. Larry Nassar was already going to spend the rest of his life in jail. This was, you know, effectively, you know, a moment for the survivors to be heard. But why did it take so long for even, you know, a lot of the media to get, you know,
I guess
to open
I'd like
case.
To know. In other words, when you ask these questions, like there have to be some kind of answers.
And I mean, I think, you know, to be totally candid, Eric, I think it has to do with, you know, the failure a lot of times in institutions in this country and elsewhere to acknowledge the voices of women, particularly of young women, and to respond appropriately to them. I think there is absolutely something to that, and to not take complaints and true concerns seriously.
I guess I never understand this, mainly because I'm a father, and I think to myself, if there was a hint of anything like this in my daughter's life, the life of the person who had perpetrated this would be in danger. I might kill them. So I'm thinking, what about the fathers of all of these young women? These girls didn't say something to their dads. I mean, I'd go in. It'd be hard for me not to visit him with a baseball bat. I just cannot imagine how this could go on for years. It's just, as I say, I'm mystified.
It is. I mean, and it's devastating for, you know, those families involved, and they are asking themselves those exact kind of questions. And let's not forget sort of like the compartmentalization that is happening in a very high pressurized environment like Olympic sport, and especially with young people. These people are, you know, putting aside, you know, they're fighting for lifetime accomplishments
yes.
here, things that they have been striving for forever, and they're not going to let anything stand in the way of that, even criminal sexual abuse. It's staggering to think that these things were happening in some cases on Olympic, during Olympic events. You know, it's just, it's a horrible story, all of it.
It's, yeah, it just makes you want to cry. It's so awful. It's so
it does,
awful.
It does.
Well, I'm really grateful for your writing on it and your drawing attention to it, because this is just something that's, it's mind-boggling, frankly. I mean, I think, I hope that the Olympic officials lose their jobs, and maybe some of them should be prosecuted as well. I know there's something like that happening.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely momentum. I mean, the head of the United States Olympic Committee, Scott Blackmun, retired recently. You know, he had been having health problems and was probably leaving anyway. But, you know, there are, you know, continued ramifications happening within both governing bodies, but also at Michigan State, where Nassar was employed. And I think we're just started seeing the beginning of this. And also, like, quite frankly, in other sports, you know, we're starting to hear of percolations in other sports as well, because people, victims and survivors have been emboldened by, you know, the bravery of the Michaela Maronis and Allie Reismans and Rachel Denholders, people who have been, you know, very brave in coming forward.
And now Rachel Denholder, I don't know how you pronounce her name. She said something, I guess.
Denholder, yeah.
I believe she's a Christian, and she talked about forgiveness,
yes.
which was really staggering. Talk about brave and big. But I was impressed by that because I think sometimes, you know, it's easy for us to demonize people and leave it at that. And then you just realize there's a lot more. This is deep, ugly stuff. We should turn the page to something positive. How about the how about the Boston Marathon? Can we talk about that? Why do you laugh? What's funny?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I love this. I love this. We are really bopping around the world of sports. I feel like it's like, you know, 1975 Howard Cosell World of Sports.
Thank you.
We're going to do ski jumping after
that's
this.
Right.
Boston Marathon this year, a very wacky race because the weather was a mess. You had an absolute mess.
Right.
And you had a number of people dropping out. But then you had some extraordinary placements here. You had Des Linden, who had always wanted to win the Boston Marathon, being the first woman to win Boston, I believe, since 1980. That's a very, very long
time. Oh, at least. I don't know who.
Woman.
Was it Joan Benoit? How do you say it?
It was not Benoit. Joan Benoit. Yeah, no. But I can't remember who the last
was. Greta
Weitz was from Norway.
She's from Norway. I don't know if she. Oh, we're going to another break. We're going to be right back with more awesome 70s tunage and Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal.
Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown of great attention.
Americans in every tax bracket got a tax cut thanks to the bill signed into law last year. The economy is growing and Americans are feeling better about the future. And you've got more money to spend on what's important to you and your priorities. It's your money after all. Democrats in Congress who voted against the tax cuts are promising to raise your taxes if they win in November because they want your money back to spend on their priorities. Only you can stop them. To find out how much more money you'll be bringing home, go to taxcutswork.com now. There's an easy-to-use calculator, and it'll tell you how much money the new tax cuts are saving you this year and next year. Check your savings at taxcutswork.com and then sign a letter to Congress telling them to keep their hands off your tax cut savings because the money you're saving is yours. Go to taxcutswork.com, check your savings, and let Congress know you want to keep your savings. Go to taxcutswork.com. That's taxcutswork.com.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle, interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy, gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsABetterWay.com.
Hey, folks.
Your touch.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jason Gay, and we're spinning the platters for you. Jason Gay, we were just talking about the Boston Marathon, and I have to say that the idea that this woman – one part of what makes it amazing is that she's the first American woman to win in forever. That's one piece of the news. But the second thing is it was some crazy thing. Like it was her first marathon. It was like I can't even remember the rest of the details. Maybe you remember.
I think
some of
you
this.
Might be confusing her with the second place finisher was a woman named Sarah Sellers, who is a registered nurse in Arizona, an elite college runner not that long ago.
but somebody who had been out of the game for a while and really had the race of her life and came in second place.
That's it.
You know, some context here, you know, really, really crazy day. Some of the, you know, top challengers dropped out. But
hey, that's,
yeah,
their,
I mean,
that's their tough luck, man. That's their tough luck.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, I suppose you can.
All right. So we've talked a little bit about this on the show, but I want to get into it a little bit more with you because it's always a fascinating topic to me because you see a great number of athletes in modern days and they win championships. When they're up there on the podium, they thank their mom, they thank their team, they thank their coach, but probably the first person they thank or the first entity they thank is, you know, God or their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there is a hesitation, I would say, in the media of sort of reporting that or even sort of looking at it in any sort of substantive way and talking to athletes about their faith. And I wonder what you think the reason is because for that. You know, I've certainly been in conversations with athletes where they want to talk about their faith. And it's interesting because you can get people to open up in a way that you never would get them to do if you're asking strictly about sports. But just curious to ask you about sort of the uncomfortability.
Yeah,
it seems within sports about sort of tackling head on the issue.
Right. And to be clear, you're not like a professing Christian, right? You're just like a secular Brooklyn guy.
I am a secular Brooklyn guy.
You're a secular Brooklyn guy.
A secular Brooklyn guy, but also sort of, you know, I'm interested in whatever athletes are interested
right.
in.
Well, that's
so if Tom Brady wants to talk about avocado toast and Nick Foles wants to talk about his relationship with Bryce. I mean, those are two interesting things.
Well, see, but you're rare. Maybe it's another reason I like you is that you're rare in that you're genuinely interested in whatever, whereas there are people that I think they draw lines. And I think many people are scared to death about the subject of God or Jesus. They just like they wet their pants. They can't handle it because it touches something. We're talking about the ultimate things. And a lot of people are just incredibly uncomfortable. Look, I've experienced it many times talking about it because I talk about it. You know, it's just a normal part of my life. And by the way, I'm also absolutely convinced that it's true and that it's for everybody. But that makes a lot of people so uncomfortable. So they're really not curious. I think actually, because we're out of time, we have to have you in person. We didn't get to talk about the Giants and the Jets draft tomorrow and we didn't get to talk about that stuff. Can you imagine? So we have to have you back in person. I know you can get here into the studio because we're close by. And we'll talk about this. I think this would make fascinating conversation. Jason, I hate the fact we're out of time. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Let's do it anytime. You know how to find me. Thank you.
We're going to find you. Folks, that was Jason Gay of the Wall Street Journal. It's worth reading the Wall Street Journal just for his stuff. I'm not kidding. Thanks for listening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.